Hi, investors and enthusiasts. Welcome to the Gamblu Sneak Tea Podcast, where I make observations from an early week perspective on line moves in UFC matchups. Last week, the Sneak Tea release was a parlay. It wins and pushes 2024 profitability to 10-6-2 with a plus 4.76 unit return. As we near the completion of the first half of the 2024 fiscal year, it's important to note that favorites are continuing their torrid run. So far in the year, 164-77-4, which is 67%. That's eye-wateringly high. This week, the UFC travels to Saudi Arabia for a scheduled 11 fights featuring five debuting fighters. In two of the fights, debuters face one another. What's encouraging about this card is that seven of the 11 fights feature athletes weighing in at 170 pounds or greater. So ideally, we see more finishes after a couple of lighter weight, decision-heavy fight cards. This week, we'll look at five rounds all on the main card of line movement, and we'll start with round one. Main card for all our breakdowns today, and it's the light heavyweight fight between Johnny Walker, who opened minus 180, and Volkan Ozdemir, plus 155 at open. Total in the fight is 1.5 rounds over, minus 154. Now, because I'm broadcasting on Tuesday this week, all these fight totals are available, which is kind of nice. This line has contracted, however, and Walker is now the minus 120 favorite. Take back on the Swiss athlete Ozdemir is plus 100. Walker is the much more expressive, flamboyant striker with decent grappling, but it's Ozdemir, to me, that has the more complete MMA weaponry. As well, he comes complete with a beard, and he's able to take a bash while Walker's lights can go out with the brush of a light breeze. I agree with the line move here to Ozdemir, and while he's not so wild in the cage, he is focused, determined, and diligent. Let's fight into round two. We go to the middleweights for round two, where Russian athlete Bulat Magomedov opens minus 350 in his fight against Brazilian kickboxer and karate fighter Joelton Luderback, who was plus 285 at the open. Now Bulat is minus 245, take back on Luderback, plus 200. The total in this fight, 2.5 rounds, lined over minus 160. Money has trickled into the Brazilian here, which is a bit surprising to me, as it's usual and typical for the UFC to set Russian and regional fighters up with somewhat favorable or at least semi-favorable matchups when competing in the Arab-speaking countries. So the time and the price to consider Magomedov may well be now, because it's well more reasonable now than at open. And I must say, he is a fighter Bout Business Podcast members have already invested in after this line move for this fight card. With that, let's move into round three. We get our old friend in round three, Kelvin Gastelum, who opened minus 150, and he's taking on a gamer in 37-year-old Daniel Rodriguez, who was plus 130 at the open. Gastelum's price has ballooned to minus 250 with the take back on Rodriguez plus 205 now. This total is lined 2.5 rounds over minus 260, indicating a probable decision outcome. Gastelum, for a time, competed at 185-pound middleweight division, and provided he makes weight efficiently, should be the rightful favorite here against a guy in Rodriguez that will have to execute a perfect plan, as I see it, to remain competitive in that bout. That said, decision fights can go astray quickly in the UFC, as we all know. Now we're on to the fourth round. Round four, is the co-main event, where a couple of heavyweight Russian former training partners now will compete for a top three ranking in the division. Sergey Pavlovich, open minus 230 here to Alexander Volkov plus 195, and this line has really not moved much at all. What I do find interesting here is the total, which is lined 1.5 rounds under minus 130, which makes sense for those favoring Pavlovich because he's explosive, powerful, aggressive, and a relative front-running fighter. However, he can struggle with opponents that can survive his early, furious 5 minutes of ferocity, then fashion the fight back to him, in essence, bullying the bully. In Volkov, we have a much more diligent, premeditated striker. He's paced, patient, and precise. It's my take that those favoring Volkov here need him to survive the early onslaught that he's bound to get and do what Tom Aspinall did in Pavlovich's last fight and eventually press on him and force Pavlovich into a shell. The way to beat Pavlovich is to survive his first 5 minutes of fury and then come back to him and bully the bully. I believe Volkov has the mettle to be able to do that. The question will be, can Volkov navigate this fight to round two? Now we go to round five and the main event. In this main event, I'd ask interested parties to make sure and check out my VSiN article this week, or simply check the Gamblu webpage Wednesday for a complete and thorough breakdown of this fight. I have a lot to say here. There are several aspects to this fight that need to be considered. Whitaker opened minus 180 here to Aliskarov plus 155, and the money came immediately on Aliskarov, pushing the Reaper's favorite price down to minus 135, with a return on Aliskarov plus 115. The round is lined at 2.5 rounds over minus 145 in this five-round fight. Currently, Whitaker's minus 145 take back on Aliskarov plus 124 in a fight that, in my judgment, is mispriced. For numerous reasons, which you may read about as mentioned earlier, I'll side with Robert Whitaker here, minus 145, and I'll make him the sneak teep release this week. I'll make this release based upon his experience, his pedigree, the level of competition he's faced, and several other facets to this fight that I believe make for a very compelling play on the number three ranked middleweight in the UFC, Robert the Reaper Whitaker. Again, for a complete breakdown on this fight, please go to Gamblu.com. As well, interested parties can hit the Bout Business podcast tab at the top of the page for membership options. As we approach the midway point of 2024, I have better than a handful of positions flexed into upcoming fight cards where heavy favorites have been converted into plus prices, and the time to consider a membership is now. I'll be back early Friday morning with the Bout Business podcast this week, because remember, we're in Saudi Arabia and the fights kick off Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific with the prelims. So be aware of the early start time. Enjoy the fights, and thank you for listening.